Senior Story, Love is Kind, Chapter 4, The Plan Begins. Every girl in Redmere House had a sad story in her background. Whether delivered from another overcrowded orphanage, brought by a parent who could no longer feed them, or, as in Metty's case, rescued by Mama Addie as she was about to be hauled to a workhouse, they all shared the deep, painful loss of love. Mama Addie was keenly aware of their needs and never wavered from her commitment to love them and let that love do its powerful work of change. But Metty was becoming a challenge that required more than Addie had ever given. She couldn't do it without help. When Metty awoke from her nap, for a moment she was confused. She remembered feeling a sense of satisfaction over the damage she had done in the room, but the room wasn't a mess. Was it a dream? Just then she heard that annoying, sweet voice of Addie, and it all came back. Before she had time to shout a hateful word, Addie smiled and said, "Hello, sleepyhead. Would you like to join us for potato soup and bread?" Had she not been so hungry, Metty would have blurted out a string of nasty remarks. But she held her tongue. Her survival instincts took over, and, along with her hunger, came the reminder of the plan she had devised to get back at Addie for treating her like a baby. She walked silently with Addie to the dinner table and took her newly assigned seat next to her. A large steaming bowl of thick soup was set before each child, and the rolls were passed around, enough for every girl. Metty was the only one who noticed that Mama Addie had no roll. After dinner, all the girls pitched in with chores. It was required that every child do work at Redmere House. "This is not a hotel, my dears," Mama Addie teased. "This is your home, the place where you belong as part of a family. First we work, then we can play." She began singing an old hymn, and the girls cheerfully joined in. "Can I help with the dishes?" asked Metty. Addie tried not to look utterly surprised at this, even though she felt like shouting for joy. "Of course. Would you like to wash or dry?" "I'll wash," said Metty as she forced a smile.